Have you ever caught yourself thinking, I don't hate my life, but I don't exactly love it either? This quiet discontent is surprisingly common. While most of us readily express love for family, friends, or possessions, few can honestly say they love their actual lives. Joyce Meyer understands this struggle intimately. Despite teaching God's word and having countless blessings, she once found herself merely enduring life rather than enjoying it. Through her personal transformation, she discovered something profound. Loving your life isn't about having perfect circumstances. It's about embracing what you have with expectation and celebration. We're natural planners, aren't we? Some meticulously map out decades ahead, while others remain flexible with short-term goals. But regardless of your planning style, there's one unavoidable truth. Your plan is inherently limited. The first step to loving your life requires a profound shift, submitting your limited plans to God's perfect one. God sees the end from the beginning, and nothing catches him by surprise. He works all things together for good, orchestrating circumstances beyond what we could imagine. Remember David's journey from shepherd to king, or Joseph's rise from prisoner to palace official? God's plans consistently exceed human imagination. Many hesitate to embrace God's plan, fearing he'll force them into difficult, joyless service. Nothing could be further from truth. God isn't a hard taskmaster. He won't send you somewhere without first placing that desire in your heart. His plan includes both spiritual fulfillment and daily enjoyment. True peace, the kind that persists through economic downturns, job pressures, and family challenges, comes from trusting God's plan before seeing results. Think of time as 86,400 daily seconds that vanish at midnight. You can't save or recover them, so use them wisely. To love your life, eliminate negativity and remove hate from your vocabulary. Scripture encourages us to make the very most of your time and rejoice and be glad each day. Three choices help maximize moments: obey God's promptings, love others actively, and enjoy the present. As Nadine Stair reflected at 85, life's greatest regrets often come from not embracing simple joys, from barefoot walks to ice cream cones. Consider Lorianne Eldridge, who, despite a back injury and no shoes, sprinted to rescue an elderly woman from railroad tracks before a train struck. Her story demonstrates what's possible when we overcome obstacles to take action. Loving life requires courage over fear. Fear begins as anxious thoughts that become paralyzing feelings. The solution lies in focusing on God's promises rather than worldly problems. By grounding yourself in faith, His promises to meet needs, make all things possible, and remain present, you can overcome doubt and worry. Just as cars need fuel to run, our lives require sustainable energy. Relying on intellect, work ethic, or other people proves insufficient. God's grace, His power, not ours, enables us to accomplish what we couldn't alone. Grace provides strength to overcome habits, heal relationships, and triumph through trials effortlessly. Many try solving problems through willpower, but Galatians 3:10 confirms that anyone who tries to live by his own effort, independent of God, is doomed to failure. Exchange trying for trusting. God grieves when we refuse His help, like a husband watching his wife struggle with a task he could easily assist with. His grace provides power for abundant living. Simply humble yourself and follow His guidance. God equips us with grace for every situation, which is why we can rejoice in the Lord always. He never presents challenges without providing the means to face them joyfully. Joyce reveals how her traumatic past initially made it difficult to trust others or envision a positive future. However, she learned that with God's help, our past need not define us. Jesus' ministry brought complete healing, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, offering hope and grace to all. Martha Washington noted that our dispositions, not circumstances, determine our happiness. Our mindset about the future shapes our quality of life more than our current situation. Through faith in God's plan, we can overcome challenges. Charles Dickens encouraged focusing on present blessings rather than past misfortunes. Joyce's commitment to acknowledging one blessing daily for a year taught her that while complaints changed nothing, gratitude enhanced joy. James 1:17 reminds us that every good gift comes from above. When we focus on God's goodness instead of troubles, our joy persists. Though we often seek happiness in major changes, life's wonder lies in simple pleasures: a sunrise, good health, a child's laugh, or a satisfying meal. Loving your life begins with self-acceptance. Without it, your attitude, relationships, and peace of mind suffer. Each person has unique God-given talents. Trying to be someone else only leads to frustration. Many seek worth in appearance, career, or possessions rather than finding it in God. While everyone faces insecurity, we're created to be confident and bold as God's children. Theologian Karl Barth's greatest insight was simple: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Joyce learned through Scripture that her worth comes from being God's child, not achievements. When you accept yourself, life becomes more enjoyable and relationships flourish. The Bible teaches loving neighbors as ourselves. Relationship struggles often stem from poor self-worth. Build healthy spiritual roots by speaking positively, focusing on potential, and embracing your unique identity. When we share our blessings with others, we experience true joy. As Anne Frank wrote, "No one has ever become poor by giving." God's goodness flows through us when we extend generosity to others. Joyce initially focused on counting disappointments: her husband's golf outings, canceled plans, daily setbacks. When she shifted to recognizing God's goodness instead, she found lasting joy. Abraham exemplified this trust-based vision. When Lot chose the best part of the Jordan Valley, Abraham trusted God rather than becoming bitter. The Lord then revealed his future inheritance, showing how vision grows through faith. God's word offers healing through his unconditional love, forgiveness, guidance, presence, protection, and promise of hope. Your uniqueness is part of God's design. You are valued and loved unconditionally by your Heavenly Father, complete, beautiful, and accepted in Christ. Live with purpose, embracing who God made you to be. Cast your worries at Jesus' feet and focus on solutions rather than problems. You'll find joy when you realize your life belongs to Him. Like electricity in our homes, grace is always available. We must simply plug in through faith to receive it. Your life isn't meant to be endured, but enjoyed as the gift it is. By focusing on God's plan, managing time wisely, facing fears, relying on grace, healing from the past, practicing gratitude, and embracing your authentic self, you'll discover the joy of loving your life. Joy isn't found in perfect conditions, but in how we choose to perceive and engage with our everyday reality.